Good morning. It's a Friday morning with us. Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's do a little week in review in New York State government and politics. Let's start with the double jeopardy legislation.
Yeah, the governor, this isn't about Alex Trebek. The governor signed a bill that would enable New York prosecutors to bring cases where the president has pardoned someone, as long as there's a state angle to it. Under previous law, the double jeopardy law, you weren't allowed to retry someone who had already been basically pardoned. So this would allow, if, say, President Trump pardons someone who's in the midst of an investigation, New York prosecutors can still do it.
From there, let's go to the big powwow among three northeastern states governors and some other officials from other states, including Massachusetts, on the issue of marijuana and vaping.
Yeah, Cuomo met with the governors of New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania yesterday to talk about both vaping rules and particularly outlawing flavored vaping, as well as legalization of marijuana. The idea is that if all these northeastern states have similar rules, you won't have people crossing the border looking for, you know, where I can get the best or strongest marijuana, where it's cheapest. Both New York and New Jersey had tried to legalize marijuana this year, and it failed. And the governors are hoping that with a united plan that maybe it would pass.
Let's talk about the head of the GOP in New York. That's Nick Langworthy, fairly new chairman of the party, and he's gone off on a couple of areas, one having to do with the Public Financing Commission.
Yeah, Langworthy has injected a lot of spirit. He's traveling the state. He's being heavily critical of the governor and the Democrats. And yesterday he took aim at a report that the commission looking into public campaign financing and maybe even ending fusion voting, which allows cross endorsements of candidates by parties. He ripped them for saying that they're going to release their final report the day before Thanksgiving. Now, how it works is once their report comes out, it has the effect of law unless the legislature comes back sometime in December and makes changes to it. So, you know, the day before Thanksgiving weekend, it's a non-news day. That's what you would call a news dump, where people really aren't paying attention to what's going on in state government and other news.
Well, you might have missed it if you weren't paying attention, but Chelsea Clinton said, no, I'm not going to run for Nita Lowey's seat after she announced she's not going to run again.
Yeah, about 30 seconds after Nita Lowey announced that she would not seek another term, Democrats were saying Chelsea Clinton was a possibility. Chelsea herself had never really commented on it until she went on the Today Show this week and said this isn't the time. She didn't rule out a future run for office, but said she's not going to do it this time, which leaves it now to a bunch of Democrats, including State Senator David Carlucci, Mondaire Jones, a former Obama administration official, Assemblyman David Buchwald. On the Republican side, former county executive and gubernatorial candidate Rob Astorino has been mentioned, but he also hasn't committed.
Interesting stuff from Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies, joining us on a Friday. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.